It's time for Stargazer. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this is your weekly update of what's happening in our island skies in the world of astronomy. We turn to Christopher Phillips of the Emilo Astronomy Center in Hilo, our official connection to the Mauna Kea Summit research community. Hey, Christopher, aloha. What are some of the brightest objects folks can look for throughout the week ahead, and where and when should they be looking?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be back. Well, if you look into the west, or Komohana, just after sunset, you'll still be able to see planet Venus. It will remain visible in the evening sky till around about 8:30 p.m. High in the sky, in the northeast, around 9 p.m, you'll also find the winter constellation of Orion the Hunter, known as Kahihi Onakiki, the cat's cradle here in the islands. Look out for that familiar belt of stars. Also, towards Hikina, in the east, at around 8 p.m, you'll find the star cluster of the Pleiades, or Makali'i, as it's known here in Hawaii. Makali'i translates as Little Eyes. In legend, Makali'i was also the name of a mean chief of Kona. Definitely look out for two bright planets in the eastern sky this week. We have Jupiter rising around about 10 p.m. And then for you early birds out there, we have Mars rising early in the morning at around 2:30 a.m.
Anything on the satellite tip?
Well, actually, this week is pretty quiet in terms of satellites and meteor showers, but look out for the full moon, or Hoku moon, as it's known in the Hawaiian moon calendar. This means your sky will be bright with the light of the moon, so it's a really bad time to stargaze, as the moon's brightness will make faint objects, especially satellites, really hard to see. With the Hoku, or full moon, expect fair fishing, but murky waters.
And then we had been talking a little bit about the comet Ison. Let's give folks a little bit more insight into what that is and the phenomenon.
Well, comet Ison has been big news recently, and a lot of people have been talking about it being the comet of the century, with its potential to be as bright as the full moon. But that's optimistic at best, and most of all, that's assuming it survives its close encounter with the sun. There's a possibility that Ison might get torn apart or just simply vaporized completely. However, if you want a shot at seeing it, look towards the northeastern horizon just before sunrise. Ison is kind of dim right now, but it will get brighter towards the end of November and brighter still towards the end of the year. Unfortunately, though, the full moon again is going to make viewing it a real challenge. So good luck with that one.
And we will stay on top of it and let you know when there's better viewing opportunities. And mahalo for the report, Christopher. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
You're welcome. Christopher Phillips, Emilo Astronomy Center on the Big Island. And I'm Dave Lawrence. I'll catch you next time here on Stargazer.